Family members of 9/11 victims have been some of the most forceful voices arguing for public testimony by Condoleezza Rice. They said it would help complete the picture of the administration's approach to terrorism in the months before the attacks. In her testimony, Rice acknowledged the presence of the families and the loss they'd suffered.
The commission and those who appear before it have a vital charge. We owe it to those that we lost and to their loved ones and to our country to learn all that we can about that tragic day and the events that led to it. Many of the families of the victims are here today, and I want to thank them for their contributions to this commission's work.
Among the family members who heard Rice's testimony today was Mary Fetchett. She lost her son Brad in the World Trade Center, and she's the founding director of the group Voices of September 11th. She attended today's hearing and says that there's still big questions that have yet to be answered.
If there were threats that planes were going to be hijacked, how is it that the FAA and the airline industry and the airports had no protocols in place? If they had threats that landmarks were going to be hit specifically by airplanes that were going to be hijacked and used as weapons, why wasn't that communicated? We had, you know, an FBI field office in New York that didn't communicate those threats. So consequently, the World Trade Centers on September 11th weren't evacuated. My son on September 11th was told to remain in the second tower despite other planes being hijacked, despite having open airways between the airports and the buildings.
Dr. Rice's testimony today will be weighed against the words of Richard Clark, both his appearance before the commission and his statements in his book. Mr. Clark asserts that the administration responded slowly to terrorism. Condoleezza Rice today said there was no silver bullet that would have prevented the worst terror strike in U.S. history. In the end, after listening to both of these people, who do you believe?
Well, I believe they had plenty of information available. I think the excuse that they were slow to start in their transition is just that. It's an excuse. This was a domestic attack on our country, and there was very little focus on domestically what the threats were, domestically what they did.
The White House has declassified more documents, but some of the key information that the commission is seeking is still classified, including the August 6th PDB, the Presidential Daily Briefing. Why do you think these documents need to be made public, and why are you unwilling to accept the assertion from the White House that doing so would compromise national security?
We're approaching 3 years after the event. I would think that we're well beyond, you know, this compromise in our national security, and I do respect that there might be certain instances. But, you know, I can't bury my head in the sand and pretend like this didn't happen. I have two other children. I have a husband and friends. You know, the only thing that I can say is that I would never be able to live with myself if I didn't push for getting to the answers, didn't push for changes being made, didn't push our government officials to set aside their political agendas and to come forward and lay the facts on the table so we don't have another September 11th.
I imagine this has been a very emotional day for you and the other 9/11 families. What was the atmosphere like in the hearing room for the families?
We're very frustrated. I would think that would be the sense. Frustrated that, you know, they're dancing around the questions. Frustrated that they can't answer simple questions, that they'll have to get back to the commission. And frustrated, truthfully, that we're still vulnerable today as a result.
Mary Fetchett, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Mary Fetchett was speaking to us about her thoughts on the 9/11 Commission hearing today. She's a member of the Family Steering Committee, and she lost her son, Brad, in the World Trade Center attack.